breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
They don't need that. The last thing you need is an up-armored Humvee coming into a neighborhood. It's like the military invading. They don't know anybody. They become the enemy. They're supposed to be protecting these people.
All right, Kevin McCullough, there you go. That was the former vice president himself yesterday, and you hear it pretty much plain as day. They've become the enemy. What is exactly he communicating as we discuss that? Let's go forward. The president of the Sergeant Benevolence Association for the NYPD is Ed Mullins, and he rejoins us at Kevin McCullough Radio. President Mullins, I cannot believe that those words came out of his mouth. But when I saw the news reports breaking late yesterday, I had to go back and find the video for myself to make sure that it was what people said he said. But from the view of the person in uniform, how are people interpreting that today?
Well, there's a lot of shock that Joe Biden has taken that position. So I have a question for Joe Biden, which I'm going to guess he won't answer. But in 2014, he spoke at the funerals of two NYPD officers who were assassinated, Ramos and Alou. And in his speech, he said police officers and their families are a different breed. Thank God for them. Thank God for them. So, Joe Biden, were you lying to the people in 2014 or are you lying to them today just to get elected? Which one is it? Are we the enemy of the people or is it thank God for police officers? It seems very convenient for Joe Biden to make the statements right now in an anti-police atmosphere. But maybe people need to go back and look at his federal PACs and look at the legislation that he's been involved in and how much money he's accepted from police officers over the years and the things he voted on, because he's now making statements that are beneficial to his own cause and not necessarily to the cause of the nation. And I think a lot of Americans need to question that.
President Mullins, let me ask you this. In light of the And I've spent a lot of time almost on a daily basis over the last 6 weeks talking about this. But basically, since the moment after George Floyd's death, when we were all unified and everybody was coming together to say this was a tragedy, and then the riots began. And from that point forward, there's now been over 600 murders in the country. You've got double digit shootings and deaths in most of the big cities each weekend. The thing that they all have in common is that they all happen to be beholding to one political party. And I'm just curious, are we suppressing the enthusiasm, the encouragement, the recruitment, the joy of telling our young people that public service in the uniform is an honorable thing and that they can serve their country and their community well by doing that? I heard yesterday that they're going to deny the next two classes of the academy here in New York City to slow down the number of officers that they're getting back on the streets. What does this do to the morale of your guys?
Well, the morale's at an all-time low. I mean, we have hundreds of people filing for retirement, so many filing for retirement that they had to limit the amount of people to be processed on a daily basis. By September of this year, there will be 4,000 NYPD officers who are eligible to retire. You know, this is a great job. I've been doing it 38 years. I've had a great run. It's a great city. But never in my 38 years have I seen this department in this city as bad as it is. And as great of a job as it is, to be fair to people, to be honest with the moms and the dads and the brothers and the sisters and the people that are out there who want to be police officers, I would encourage you to rethink that and not to take the job with the NYPD the way it is today. You are jeopardizing your own freedoms, your own safety, your own well-being. And the only way this is going to change is when the silent majority stands up against these elected officials who are creating these laws for chaos and tying the hands of the police that are trying to protect the city and who will back you. When that changes, then I would say this is a great job to have to be a part of the NYPD. But until then, I don't encourage you to take this job. It would be unfair for me to sit here and encourage people to do it when I would not want my own children to do it.
That's an astounding admission from the head of the Sergeant Benevolence Association. We're speaking with Ed Mullins, Kevin McCullough Radio. He just said it as plain as day. Now is not the time to go to work for the NYPD. And Sergeant, you know very well that other people that are not potential academy students or aspiring officers are also listening. What's the message of the to the average New Yorker right now about the safety of our city?
They need to get vocal. They need to hold the mayor, Corey Johnson, and the governor and the city council members accountable. The police, if you look up the statistics, the police are not the enemy of the people the way Joe Biden is saying.
Oh, I know that.
We are not. We have saved more lives, more black lives, than the organization itself has or than all the elected officials in the state of New York combined have. And you really have to let the people speak. Is policing a perfect job? No, it's not. Do we have our problems? Yes, we do, and we can do things better. But to paint everyone with the same brush would be the equivalent of us painting every surgeon in the country with the same brush who lost a patient. That's insanity to do something like that. You have to look at the facts. You have to look at the amount of encounters that the police have on a daily basis with the public who have positive encounters, not just the individual who gets killed. We are not out killing people the way people believe we are. The news media is sending a wrong message, and our politicians are lacking the courage to stand up and tell the truth because they're afraid that the dialogue that exists right now will prevent them from getting reelected.
That's so true.
They are foregoing the values of the city, the state, and the nation for their own selfish needs. And it's the American people who are going to lose if this thing doesn't correct itself. Well, you can quote me on it, date me on it, but we will see 5 years from now that Ed Mullins is right in what he's saying if it continues this way.
I don't think there's any way that you can't be President Mullins. In fact, let me just point out something that Mr. Mullins just said, friends, as you're listening. He said that the NYPD has saved more black lives than Black Lives Matter. When you consider that within 3 weeks of George Floyd's murder, that there were 24 murders deaths that took place in the midst of the riots and violence. Most of those African Americans, those were Black Lives Matter's collateral damage, if you will, at minimum, some of them directly. But since that time, 600 murders nationwide. And you're also talking about in 2019, more than 50,000 police organizations across the country and they're policing a country of 330 million residents. Only 56 times did those 50,000 police organizations use lethal force against someone who was unarmed. And in only 15 of those 56 times, again, out of 330 citizens, only 15 times out of 50,000 police organizations did an African-American lose their life. 25 white people did over that same time. His point is spot on, and it's absolutely true.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Sergeant, we always appreciate your time, and thank you for all that you're doing to, obviously support the men in blue. Thank you for telling the truth to my audience, and keep speaking it, sir. It's the only way we're going to get change in this city, and we have to.
Thank you, and I agree. Thank you for all you do, and I appreciate your voice for law enforcement.
All right. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Stay with us.